Hello, welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. We've got two guests who are either tangy or sweet. They get to choose. We've got Paul Wilcox.
It's great to be here.
And which? Are you tangy or are you sweet?
Oh, sorry. You know, I think I'm really bad at intros, but I would say I think it's because I don't listen at starting at the hello and welcome. I'm like, okay, this is the part that's the same.
We've also got Doug Gobeski.
Hello, I believe I'm sweet, although Charlie was talking over Paul, so we can't be sure.
Did you say tangy, Paul? Are you
yes,
tangy?
I did.
Okay. Yep. I mean, that's where I would have put you too.
Mm-hmm. Would you have put me as sweet?
Yeah.
No.
No? Oh.
No.
America's sweetheart.
I would have put him at the sodium content.
Salty?
Or the artificially flavored bit.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with artificial flavoring. It's probably that's one right. of the most important modern miracles.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that we're getting rid of red number three.
Oh, yeah. Biden's parting thing along with the 28th Amendment, right?
The 28th Amendment. What a crock.
Right?
But
it's
we're not even real.
Well,
that's my point, right? So, but also, we're not going to talk about this anymore because we're cutting it. No politics.
Well, you heard it here first. Equality between the sexes is political.
Somehow, I doubt that you heard it here first.
I just woke up and I decided to listen to the first podcast I just happened to find on the internet.
He found this one.
I typed in podcast into this new thing called Google, and I hit I'm feeling lucky.
You do that anymore? No, I want to find out.
This could be the feeling lucky podcast. Google
instead of DuckDuckGo.
Podcast. I'm feeling lucky. Takes me to Apple Podcasts. Ugh. Bad luck.
Just I don't know. Are we still on Apple?
Out? Yeah, we'd be on there.
Okay. I guess that's not so bad then. I don't know why when I hit I'm feeling lucky, I was expecting it to take me to like a GeoCities page of someone's podcast. But
doesn't I'm feeling lucky just take you to the top result?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
I think it's randomized.
Yeah, oh, it's not
I also got Apple.
Top 10 or something.
No, it's top. It's number one, I believe.
Mm. Yeah, but at least saves you from having to look at AI summaries.
Oh, yeah, that's kidding.
Hmm. Oof. It's a new benefit. I can't wait till they remove the button. Or they make that button now take you to the AI summary.
So they should charge people a subscription to access the non-AI stuff.
Don't give them ideas.
Because when the AI description comes up at the top, I just immediately distrust it. Like,
oh yeah,
you just have to scroll past it to get to what you want to get to anyway.
Right. They had approximately a 2-hour window when they released it. And since it wasn't perfect, now its reputation is soiled. You're laughing, but I'm pretty sure legit, right? Mm-hmm. Like if all the news stories I hear about AI overview is how it's giving bad results, then why would I trust anything that it says without verifying? Yeah. And if I have to verify, then I might as well have just looked it up in the first place without looking at the summary.
Might as well gone to the library and found an encyclopedia and looked it up.
That's not what this is, jackass. You're so pro-technology, Charlie. I hate it. Need to help me unload the machines from the carts and smash them.
Oh, okay.
That's a Luddite reference. I don't know if you knew that.
No. I was just thinking, is it okay if I use a forklift to unload the machines from the carts?
Nope. By hand.
Mm.
Hand?
Pull them down.
Can I at least use rope?
Yes.
All right, then.
There's no automation and rope.
Hmm. I guess.
Paul wants to get rid of everything.
I'm like, simple machines are still machines.
You put a couple simple machines together. Oh, yeah.
There's still the human element involved.
All right. Yeah. I'm ready for my future as a longshoreman. Hooking up the block and tackle.
Mm, sounds good.
Hoisting the crates.
Sounds salty, though.
You know, one of these days I need to learn some more knots. Like, I just know the most basic of basic knots. And every time, like, the situation comes up where I need another one, I'm like, I should learn more. And I just don't.
Do you know a bowline?
No, I don't think so. Well, is that like the main one?
You'll be set for almost every situation.
Do you know the double knot?
Well, yeah, I guess I know the double, like the double shoe knot. Yeah,
the granny.
I know the triple knot. Yeah, quadruple.
Do you know the surgeon's knot?
I did. I've seen it done, but I haven't done it myself.
Do you know the programmer's knot?
No. Do tell.
It's just the negative.
Oh, N-O-T. Yes. I know that one. But yeah, like when you go to like a house on the beach or something and they have that like thing in a frame that shows you all the different knots. I'm like, I should do that sometime.
Put something in a frame?
Yeah, I haven't done that either.
I should really frame my knots poster that's been rolled up in the basement for the last decade.
This is just a way for Charlie to tell us he spends a lot of time at beach houses, apparently.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Humble brag there. Staring at knots.
Looking at the nautical map, like, oh, it gets pretty deep, just right off the point there. Turn on the weather radio for the marine nearshore forecast.
That's where we are in life, though, right? The door closing portion. Never going to be a knot guy, I guess.
Yeah. It's like the time of picking the things that you are never going to be.
No, that's true. There's power in that.
Yeah. By choosing something you'll never be, you're sort of picking things you want to still do.
Is this too depressing? Should we get on to some chip chasing?
I just looked up knot and I was feeling lucky.
Did it take you to the Wikipedia page for knots landing?
It did not.
It did not.
No, it just takes you to the dictionary.
Hey, you've got mascot experience now. You could go work for Knott's Berry Farm.
Isn't that on fire right now?
I don't know. I don't watch the news.
But yeah, Doritos has a new flavor out. It is Golden Sriracha, which is, it's tangy and sweet, apparently. That's hence the intro to the show today. It's in a gold, shiny bag. Kara almost was able to get these at Target the first time she tried, when she ordered something online, but I don't think that anybody in the store was willing to look for them. They weren't in the obvious spot, I don't think, but she was able to find them.
Again, you are so anti-worker. Like, you're terrible.
Pro-technology, anti-worker.
Pro-technology, anti-worker. Are you joining an incoming administration? What's going on here?
Also, you're allowed to make reference to it.
Yeah, what the hell's this?
I'll make me cut this later.
And who else ended up with this today?
I have a bag for my sins, because it was 4 for $10.
Wow.
Wait, did you buy one bag or four?
Just one. I bought 3 other flavors.
Oh.
Turns out they let you do that. I was taking a gamble, but...
Oh, yeah, especially if it doesn't specifically say mix and match on the tag.
I think it did, though.
Oh. I actually saw them in Meijer, which was highly unusual, but I knew I couldn't
consume them without dying.
Yeah, but not necessarily for the reason that you might think.
It's because they're cooked in seed oils, isn't it?
That's my thing now.
Yep.
No, it's just butt problems. That's all. I can't be eating spicy things right now.
It doesn't say it's spicy. It says it's tangy
and sweet. Although the back does say it's bold.
Yeah, but
maybe I just all assumed Doritos it was bold because it was.
Well, except for toasted corn.
We know that Doritos is willing to say that they're spicy when they're spicy. I don't know why they're avoiding it.
That's true. Maybe they really aren't. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I got a bag too. I'm excited for the artificial flavoring.
I'm excited to go blow my nose real quick.
Okay, we'll wait.
What do you think of the graphic design on this bag?
I mean, it's golden. I mean, I guess I haven't seen a golden Doritos bag. Have they had those before?
I was more referring to the background behind the chips, and I guess also the top middle.
Oh, it's like
great. It's a sauce bottle.
That's what I thought. I was like, are they on a grill? Like, but then I looked at the top.
Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but the advertisers tell me that the Zoomers love 1980s graphic design. Right, possibly also 1970s. I don't know. Are we opening it now?
It doesn't smell overwhelmingly spicy or anything.
It's got some kind of smell to it.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. The color is just very traditional, sort of like yellow. You can't really see the flavor on it.
Kind of smells like Chinese takeout, like pot stickers or something.
Wow, they weren't kidding about the sweet.
Hmm. Yeah. And is it spicy?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a tiny bit. But not even as spicy as like spicy nacho.
Yeah, more sweet. So if you want a sweet Dorito, are there a lot of sweet Doritos? Other than the Mountain Dew ones?
Sweet. The spicy sweet chili are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I like those way better than those.
I like those a lot, but every time I finish a whole bag, I'm like, I actually get tired of them in a way that I don't of some other ones.
Well, that's why you got to buy 4 bags and then eat a quarter from each bag.
It's like a sweeter, less spicy, spicy, sweet chili.
Yeah, which
not bad.
Yeah,
that's how I'd put it. Not bad.
Not something I would pay $6.29 for.
Oh goodness,
it's tough to buy full price Doritos these days. I don't remember the last time I did it.
Might have done it once for some random weird flavor.
Yeah, all right. Well, the packaging kind of oversold it. I mean, I'm gonna finish it.
Not gonna force your kids to eat it.
No.
So it passes that test.
It's described as golden sriracha flavor, but has anyone had so-called golden sriracha?
No. I mean, this is supposed to be a combination of two different sriracha flavors, right?
Yeah, green, neither of which is red. Oh, no, it said green and yellow.
Oh, green and yellow.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, the press release said that.
What makes sriracha green and yellow?
Probably the peppers you use. Or maybe the ripeness.
Sriracha then at that point?
That's what I'm wondering. As far as I'm concerned, the only acceptable colors for sriracha are red and black, which is the red that you've owned a bottle of for like 7 years. And so it's really oxidized and full of flavor.
All right. Well, golden sriracha. Go out and buy it now.
It's new.
Doesn't say limited time.
Yeah, I don't think this one's going to stick around. I mean, who knows? People are weird.
The fact that Meijer even had it, in the just regular section too. Like, and I feel like they never have like all the limited time flavors. I've, like, never seen one of those.
But people love sriracha. Like, I think just from name recognition, it might be a popular flavor for Doritos. We'll see. I can tell you that in the break room today, instead of their usual sriracha, they had Tabasco. And so I put some on my burrito, and I was not happy.
Throw out Tabasco.
You put sriracha on your burrito normally?
No, the burritos that I get for free from the break room, I put something on.
You just go and steal someone's food?
No. Well, not unless they're putting like 30 frozen burritos in the freezer.
They might be.
I guess.
That might be some poor person's food for the next month.
This is the special break room that the whole hospital shares with all the free stuff I've mentioned on the podcast before.
Why are they? I don't understand why they're giving away burritos.
Because they value us as workers. So yeah, instead of paying us the equivalent cash value of all the food, they just give us the food. I mean, essentially, right? I would take the cash.
See, I go back and forth on this kind of thing because sometimes I hear very specific complaints about at work. I don't know if I want to air this, but I gotta bring this up. Sometimes I hear very specific grievances at work about like, oh, they spent all this money on this thing. They should have just given that money to us. And I'm like, well,
that's not how budgets work.
But yeah, like would not having a nice little like work party where I leave like, don't have to work for like the last hour of the day and have some snacks. Would I rather them hand me like $2.50?
Well, make sure you pay 50 cents of that to the government though.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe your coworkers are just upset that the food isn't being taxed.
That's possible.
The extreme of this, of course, is being like, who needs a roof over our heads while we work? We could give that money to us. Let's work out in the field.
You know, I've had conversations that go about that.
Work from home for the homeless.
I was trying to start with the extreme argument and work towards the middle. We didn't get there.
Do you at least get a fence to keep the coyotes out?
I mentioned that we have coyotes, right? Coyotes in our neighborhood now.
As pets?
But it could be, I guess. No, just wandering around in the middle of the road.
If you wanted hard enough. No, I don't think
you mentioned that.
Yep, sleeping in the middle of the road, and then I had to honk at it like 50 times to get it to move.
You didn't just nudge it?
I could have, I guess. I think they eventually moved it. Like, they initially said, like, we're not supposed to move them. Like, just deal with it for a while, and then enough people complained. I think they moved it somewhere else.
Who's they?
I don't know. The people who deal with animals. Put them where they're supposed to go.
And why do you think they did this?
It just was a nuisance. People worried about their pets. People worried about their kids.
But if the initial response was to leave them alone, why don't you think they left them alone?
Because enough people called them and said, take care of it.
Do you have evidence of that?
No, I don't. Well, I additionally know that I guess when they found it, they like had to deworm it and like give it a bunch of medicine and stuff. So apparently it was not very healthy.
I guess, why do you assume that they moved it rather than it moved on?
Oh, because we know this from the newspaper.
The newspaper?
Or something.
Newspaper.
Oh, I can go up and ask Kara how she knows it, but she knows it from maybe Reddit or the neighborhood listserv or something. Nextdoor, yeah.
Isn't Nextdoor the racist app?
I mean, they're all.
I mean, I don't know why that would
expose. Which one isn't? Your local neighborhood's racism.
I'm sure it doesn't leak into the coyote coverage, right?
Mm.
How do we make that racist?
Are you, though? So your enemy died, huh, Charlie?
David Lynch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you're on record as hating everything he's done.
I hate artistry. I love machines. I hate workers and artists. I hate art. Yeah, I hate art.
That's why he's a big Disney guy.
Oh, yeah.
Modern Disney.
Mm-hmm. I loved Wish. What a great film.
Oh, yeah. How's that new Mufasa movie? I assume you've seen it like 5 times by now.
I have not yet seen Mufasa.
I'm actually slightly surprised by that. Was it Paul who'd seen Mufasa?
No.
I feel like somebody on the podcast said they'd seen it. Or maybe someone Kevin? I was talking I to in real life. That doesn't sound right,
you
though.
You still do that?
That's why I'm confused.
It's hard to imagine someone admitting that, not for content.
But yes, David Lynch has passed on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I was about to backtrack on that. That is sad.
I know.
Wait, was it sad? Like, yes.
Is he a war criminal, it turns out?
No.
Yeah, I think. Has anyone said anything negative about David Lynch post-passing? I feel like everything's been very, basically talking about how wonderful a person he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like I've never heard anything.
Super nice guy.
Bad. Did you guys ever watch his YouTube channel or other, you know, non-movie content? What,
like the weather reports and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching that for a while during COVID.
Yeah. But I do know that Charlie's favorite movie is Mulholland Drive, so.
I don't dislike Mulholland Drive.
You wrote reviews on the internet that suggest otherwise.
You took those reviews to be in earnest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, you hate artistry, so.
Well, that's true.
Like, it's not truly, you know, art unless it was designed by committee.
Yeah, that's why for him, the pinnacle of cinema is The Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's really important that she has a notable lineage. I think dynasty is an important and underexplored theme.
There's not enough nepotism in movies. And I want to see myself on the screen. What's your favorite David Lynch movie? So you don't get to cop out and say Twin Peaks the series.
Oh, I could say Twin Peaks Firewalk with me, although that wouldn't be true.
Yeah, if it's true, then great.
I think I like The Elephant Man, actually, because it just took a little bit of the edge off of what he does in most of his movies. Made it slightly more straightforward, but not at all straightforward.
What about The Straight Story?
I didn't see that one. No, it's probably straightforward.
It's in the name. It wasn't until yesterday that I learned it's called The Straight Story, because the guy's name is Straight.
I didn't know that.
I don't think I've ever even heard of this before.
Apparently, it's based on a true story of a guy, an older guy, who wanted to visit his ailing brother, but he couldn't legally drive. So his solution was to ride a lawnmower down like the sides of highways and things. And then David Lynch made a movie about it.
I did like the new Dune movies, but I mean, by the time I got through the second one, I was kind of like, now I'm interested to go back and watch David Lynch's Dune.
I bet it makes more sense when you have the foundation of the other two movies.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Well, for the foundation of the movies, maybe. But I have seen it after having read the book, and I'm like, there's still some stuff I don't quite get in here.
Yeah, I keep meaning to read the book and have yet to get around to it. But I will be honest and say, admit I've only seen two David Lynch movies, and they are The Elephant Man and Dune. And Dune, I watched before the other movies came out, and I hadn't read the book, and I watched it, and then my feeling at the end was, this probably makes more sense if I'd read the book. It feels like I got a weird Cliff Notes version, or like someone's fan cut of a much longer movie, which I guess is kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to cut like, what, an hour out of it or something?
I believe it. I mean, it just feels weird, but like, yeah, it doesn't like have quite the cohesion to it that you'd want. I would say like watch one of his weirder ones and then just see if you're not into it in like the first 20 minutes, you can turn it off.
Oh, you tell me that now, huh?
Did you watch a full movie of his?
All of Eraserhead.
Oh, you did. I haven't even seen that one.
Oh, wow.
You haven't even seen.
No, I should. I mean to.
Wow.
Reading the synopsis for Eraserhead, and it felt very surrealist.
I think you'd get a decent amount out of it, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sure I would, yeah.
And I aim that statement at Charlie exclusively.
No, that's fair.
Not either of the other two of you.
It had a real, just reading the description, it had a real, like, Andalusian dog kind of description. Of just like, oh, things are happening now.
I don't know what an Andalusian dog is.
That's the famous Buñuel film from the 20s. It's like 20 minutes. En chien Andalou.
I should check that one out. I've seen a couple of his other movies.
Time to put that on Paul's pre-1930s movie list.
Honestly, the thing about that one is it's not very long, and I'm pretty sure it's just on YouTube.
What else is on that list, Paul?
I don't actually have such a list compiled, unfortunately, but I'm working on it.
Well, you do now.
Yep, I'm starting it.
But yeah, literally, like, you can get through that in like meshes of the afternoon and like less time than it would take to watch an episode of like something that's an hour. CSI?
The season finale of certain shows.
This is less than one episode of Corner Gas, which I just have to bring up because I'm watching Corner Gas now and I love it.
Oh, really?
It apparently it's free with YouTube Premium and it just came up for me and I was like, why am I not watching this right now?
I briefly thought about getting in the Corner Gas, but then I got distracted, basically.
I would say it's a little funnier than I expected.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I learned something recently, too, which is that I was telling Adam and Amber that because Severance is back on for season two, we have Apple TV Plus for a couple of months. But
Charlie.
No. What?
I already told you this in the text. Like, I get that jokes are funny, but you're stretching this whole Apple TV exists bit too far. There's no such thing. You can't make me think otherwise.
So one of the things that Amber suggested that we watch was Mythic Quest, and we shouldn't have tried to watch the first episode because it was literally called Pilot. And I think with just like how much there is to watch these days, it's hard to be like if it's the show isn't going strong, like immediately, like we just lost too much interest in it. And we're like, this probably gets better. Maybe we shouldn't have started with the literal first episode where they're trying to figure things out.
I mean, that seems like a rational place to start a TV show. So I'm going to blame them, not you, for once. I mean, I assume that Amber only has Apple Television, and that's why she knows all this stuff.
She sent back that list very quickly. It's like, did you already
have that ready?
Yeah.
What was this, a list of stuff on Apple TV that you should watch?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Here, let me. All right.
Things that don't exist. Let's listen.
Charlie texts at 3:38. today, that thing about severance. She responds, okay, 4:01 p.m. So I guess she had 15 minutes to write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 paragraphs.
And are these all shows?
That does, some essay? Of them are films.
Oh, okay.
This isn't even counting the paragraph that was just OMG yass.
So you mentioned severance and you got a Medium post in response.
Pretty much. Also, there was a bizarre thing where she was trying to claim that Haley Steinfeld is famous mainly because of the show Dickinson, which that's a flex, I feel like.
I feel like I've heard of that, maybe, as a thing that purportedly exists. And I may have heard the name Haley Steinfeld, but I couldn't tell you anything about him or her.
Well, that's just because you're outside of the age group, right? But unless you're a big True Grit fan, I guess.
Nope.
Because I want to say that's probably they? I want to say that's probably actually where she got noticed.
Yeah, that's where I heard about her first. People were talking about her. A movie I've not even revisited once. I don't think I've thought about it since I watched it. Maybe I should again.
As part of your Coen Brothers marathon. Coen
Brothers, yeah. Coen Brothers rewatch.
So, Doug, as I believe I mentioned, Doug got me the original Lady Killers on Blu-ray for Christmas. And watching some of the special features. Like, they are just interviewing people that are just, like, universally f***ing on the remake. Which I guess makes sense, but they're, like, they're not even... I think the most diplomatic response was something like, I don't understand what they were trying to achieve in that.
Do you need to have seen the remake to understand their vitriol?
I haven't seen it. I just know that everyone hates it.
Okay.
It's just, yeah, it took a movie that people who have seen it really, really, really like and then made something, I don't know, that's okay. And so people are like, why did you even bother?
Yeah.
Well, I assume that it needed more urination, right?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I mean, why else would you have Tom Hanks for the remake?
Was there some news about Tom Hanks peeing?
Yeah, there's multiple films with unnecessary scenes involving Tom Hanks urinating.
Oh, I think we need to debate the use of the word unnecessary, sir. Yeah, I was like, I know The Rock pees.
Tom Hanks peeing in movies. Oh, here's the AI response. In the Da Vinci Code, symbologist
no.
Robert... oh, so sorry, it's from the Daily Mail.
His real name?
Thomas Hanks?
Yeah, is that his real name?
Yeah. Thomas Wilberforce Hanks.
Okay, so it's not just trying to make his name Thanks, you know, T. Hanks.
To be fair, his middle name is not Wilberforce, it is Jeffrey.
So he could have been TJ instead. Yep. Doesn't really feel like a TJ.
Yeah, what a different world that would be.
TJ Hanks.
But no, this makes me like him more. I mean, I'm always wondering, I think we've said this before, when are people going bathroom in the movie? It's got to happen sometime. We never get to know. This is Tom Hanks.
Yeah, like, show, don't tell.
Well, I'd be happy with the telling, even.
Yeah, people don't talk enough about peeing. Like, hey, I just peed. Or, hey, I got to go pee. I'll be right back. When was the last time that was in the movie?
Trying to remember him peeing in movies. And it made me wonder if Doug was misremembering what Splash was about.
Splash, the movie that has gotten additional censorship in the streaming era.
Did they roll that back at all?
I don't know.
What was it? Nudity? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, there was this. You can see a bit of butt.
Oh.
So they, like, CGI enhanced the hair on Daryl Hannah's butt, I think.
Okay. That doesn't... I don't think you described that right.
I think it's perfect. I think no follow-up needed.
So I haven't seen the Mission Impossible movies past, like, two, probably. But based on the trailers, wasn't there one, like, there was, like, a scene where Henry Cavill is, like, in a bathroom reloading his fists?
Yes, yeah.
Did that scene involve peeing?
Always.
I have to remember maybe somebody peeing at the beginning of the scene as...
Guys, is this really what you want the podcast to be about?
No, hold up. I mean, hold up.
We haven't even brought up Waterworld yet, is all I'm saying.
Hold up. There was a comment that you guys made at one point. Somebody made a comment about how, nobody's ever in the bathroom in the MCU, except that in Ant-Man, a guy gets murdered in the bathroom. So we do get to see that they have bathrooms in the MCU.
Also, Paul Rudd is in the tub when Michael Pena is going to take his bath or something. And he starts the water and that flushes him down the drain.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, corrections to the podcast.
Maybe there's just the right amount of peeing and pooping in movies.
Wait, we're bringing poop into this?
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, proportionally,
it just lets
you
know what kind of movies Charlie.
Like watch. One out of every five or six times. Yeah,
I mean,
they just say like, "Yep, got to do number two instead."
We got Dumb and Dumber. That's probably better.
Yeah.
Pimples.
Do you guys remember the S? There was an SNL skit with Jeff Daniels. It was like some like actors on actors sort of thing or whatever. Somebody was interviewing him and they kept showing clips from Dumb and Dumber. And that was the only clip they would show.
I don't remember that.
Is that like the equivalent of like the Mac and Me?
Yes, exactly. Yes. No, we have a clip here from Purple Rose of Cairo and then it's BM diarrhea on the toilet.
What are your feelings on the Switch 2?
I'm excited to never have to own a Switch 1.
Fair. Certain games would not be compatible.
Yeah, but which games?
The ones you want to play. That's how it works.
I'm really hoping that it's kind of like how when PS5 announced its backwards compatibility, and it was like, they might not all work, and there's like only a like very limited number, like maybe four or five games that didn't work, and then maybe a couple that had some issues. Hoping it's like that and they're just like covering themselves.
Do you think the old games will look better on Switch 2? You know, get like a PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 kind of situation there?
I am not confident that Nintendo would start doing like kind of like boost mode type things. I feel like they're not going to do anything exciting with backwards compatibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little hard to get excited about it, but I don't know. It's all about games. It's always been, for me, just about any system. If it had, well, that's not true. I was about to say something, and Adam was going to jump on me for it. Why didn't I buy the Wii U?
Why do you own an Xbox One? Why do you own an Xbox One, out of curiosity?
Oh, I wanted to be I didn't have a Blu-ray player. That's not the only reason, obviously.
Yeah, it plays 4K, right? The Xbox
One. It
does,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have a 1S.
Wait, it'll play Ultra, like the 4K Ultra DVD or Blu-ray or whatever they are?
Yeah.
Oh. Does PS5 do that?
Yes, it does. That is my primary 4K Blu-ray player.
What's your secondary?
I guess it would be the 1S that's sitting in its box.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I just transitioned from being a gamer who would buy like titles that required like newest hardware and stuff to just like completely like anything I buy now could run on just about anything.
Oh, I thought you were about to say to abandoning your friends without telling them when they wanted to play Borderlands 2.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Did we ever tell you that we did the other DLC without you?
I'm not allowed to be offended by that. I don't think.
did we ever tell you that though? We did the
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. We did the without you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the best one?
It was. Like, legit, yeah. Was the best one.
Oh, okay.
The Dungeons and Dragons one?
Yep.
It's harder to find the time to play games anyway, but it was just, I think I had the same weapon for like a year.
Oh, we played a lot.
None
of us were having fun with it.
Yeah. Borderlands 2 was terrible, and the way in which we chose to play it was even worse. / the way Adam insisted we play it.
Look, we can't leave a map until we find all the hidden symbols that don't net you anything.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Good game design is kind of like good road design, and then it needs to calm those types of impulses in the player, I feel like.
Yeah, that game does the opposite.
Yeah, they gives you incentive
to make the game feel like work.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You barely get anything for it either. Although, do you remember the point at which, I'm pretty sure it was Borderlands 2, that the game glitched and gave me double XP for the little bonus things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty great.
Suddenly you were like many levels ahead of us.
Yeah.
So what are you playing lately, Charlie, on your Switch 2?
On my Switch 2? On my Switch as well. Well, Chance of Sinar, I finished.
Oh, nice. That was fun. Yeah.
It was great.
Did you get faked out?
I did at first. I was almost furious. I was like, did I not do like the... Well, that's kind of a spoiler, but like, I guess I could put it this way.
Something?
Yeah. Did I miss something? And thus this is what happened because I missed one thing. And I was like, was all right, let me just check it out. All right. Yep, but even so, I was like, did I get to a portion where I cannot go back and do anything if I have missed anything? That's like the worst video game feeling ever for a completionist.
One PlayStation trophy left and you're like, oh, but I have to start from the very beginning.
That was me in Oberdin. There's like an Oberdin trophy that's like basically get the game wrong.
Oh.
And but in order to like complete the game wrongly, you still have to complete the game, which means you have to watch all the unskippable cutscenes, which means you're there for like 45 minutes just so that you can, because Oberdin, basically you're supposed to
say,
don't,
no spoilers,
no you're just supposed to say who's who and how they died. That's the object of the game, and then the whole thing's like a deduction game based on that. But if you just say that the captain murdered every single one by like with an axe or ate them or something, the game doesn't stop you. And in fact, I think if you say the captain killed every single crew member, it gives you a trophy. But you still have to sit through the game from the start. And I was like, oh, fine. Was off doing something else. Or it was like playing something on my phone or something while cutscenes are playing.
Do you get unskippable cutscenes of each person being murdered with an axe?
No, you get unskippable cutscenes where they show you like various aspects of what happened that involves people dying, but that cutscene lasts probably, depending on the scene, something like a minute to 3 minutes, this feels like. And so you just get enough of those. It was a fun game, though. Would recommend.
Oh, yeah. And then if you have Netflix, you can get Curse of the Golden Idol. And I forget which of the two games is called what, but there's two Curse of the Golden Idol games.
Are those games any good?
They are. They're a lot of fun.
I have heard positive praise for them.
I mean, speaking of Oberdin, that's what made me think of it. It's like kind of similar sort of deduction based on observation and filling out stuff.
Case of the Golden Idol.
Yeah.
I was typing in curse and I was like, why can't I find this on the
Wish? Because I called it the wrong thing. But yeah, it works pretty well on the phone too. So if you just have Netflix and feel like putting something on your phone, that one is free.
Does it make you, though, prove that you're you and have to go through, like, send you an email to make sure you're not stealing something?
I mean, you got to put in your username and password once, like the first time you play
it. It actually looks like Brian's kind of game based on this trailer that's playing.
And then, of course, there's games like Hades, which you can get on Netflix. And I'm like, where are you playing that? I could not play that on a phone. Although, I guess, do people, like, get controllers for their phones and play that way?
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Just Bluetooth, basically, right?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get one of those, but I couldn't never think I would use it that much. I got one that was like a, you know, a harness for a regular controller, but I think the weight distribution is bad in that case. But then I'm like, oh, do I just get the controller that like actually kind of clamps the phone down from either end? But I'm just worried I wouldn't use it.
But I think we should commemorate that me, Paul, and Doug yesterday beat Beneath the Steel Sky.
Congrats.
Yeah. The graphic adventure from like 1993 or whatever.
I thought it was 94.
Well, that's like 93 without being 93.
How were you playing it?
Adam was playing it on his PC and doing a screen share.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were just like, discussing how you thought you would get through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
going, fun. Hey, what's that pixel over there?
Yeah.
It was, though. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So now we got to figure out what we're going to group play through next. I would invite Charlie to participate, but we know he won't. So
that's fair. Yeah. I don't feel insulted for not being invited. I know who I am.
I'm still mad about Tabletop Simulator, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He was like, hey, there's this game that we could on Steam that we could play together online. Okay, let me get it. Never plays with me.
Yeah, well, it's a pandemic, so we all had a lot of lofty aspirations for what we were going to do to pass the time.
Yeah, some of us spent it hanging out online with friends, and others apparently didn't.
Yeah, others just retreated inwards and fell asleep until it was over.
Really thought Paul would weigh in at some point, but just pandemic coping strategies.
My take I was formulated in my head is sadly that I kind of, I mean, it was bad, but I miss it. Like, it was like, man, I didn't have to do anything. It was very nice. I mean, because I was lucky enough to have a work from homeable job, there was a lot of stressors that are in my life now that were not then. And I could feel good about it.
Sorry to make you think about that.
No, it's okay. I had to get out and leave the house sometime. There's a lot of interesting things I remember mail ordering, though, that I would just never now, like, oh, I remember buying those. Like, they're these really popular crackers in Alaska called Sailor Boy.
Okay.
Basically like modern hardtack. Like, they're just kind of big flavorless crackers that will keep for a long time. And I remember buying boxes of those and like jars of peanut butter.
So like table water crackers, basically?
Well, they're like bigger. They're almost like the size of, I think they're about exactly 100 calories per cracker. And they're maybe like a big table water cracker.
Okay.
And they're good for, you know, like spreading peanut butter on, but eating them by themselves, they're a little bland.
So
good. And I remember buying those and like 24 packs of Monster.
When you have COVID and you need something bland, keep down.
Wait, yeah. I thought as you long were as supposed to be tasting incredibly spicy stuff when you had COVID so that you could actually taste it.
I don't know. I didn't get COVID until after it was passé to get COVID. So
what prompted you to buy those, Paul? Did you just want them? Or
I learned about them in Alaska when I was there. Like, some of the people, you know, one of the guys on my team when I was like on this more like this very remote type job where we were like camping and all our food was delivered to us by float plane. Someone was like, we need Sailor Boy crackers. And like the people who worked, you know, at the Fish and Wildlife Service was like, you want those? Okay, we'll bring you better stuff, but if you want the Sailor Boys too, that's fine.
You know, they're not less expensive, right?
this was all on the government dime, you know. Mostly we had freeze-dried for our dinners, and then whatever random fresh fruits they might bring us. Or lunch meats that would just like sit out unrefrigerated for days until we ate them. You know?
That doesn't sound so great.
I was sketched out about the lunch meat, but no one else was. They would eat it pretty quickly. I mean, it was kind of chilly, but it wasn't like refrigerator temperatures. You know?
So what's the, the weirdest thing you bought in the pandemic? Because you were like, oh, I can't go anywhere. I'm going to buy this online.
Luckily, I have my whole Amazon history pulled up right now.
That's a good way to do it. I'm going to do that too.
Let's see. 2020. A lot of 24 packs of Monster.
What flavors?
I was pink? Ultra Rosa? Rosé?
Okay, that one's good.
Ultra Sunrise?
Also good.
I think there was a more green one that I was buying a lot then too.
Ultra Paradise?
It's more like just the blue green one. What was that?
Blue green.
Ultra, like, was it a mango one or something?
Oh, I think I tried that like once and it was not for me.
Hmm.
And so I think
there was like two new flavors. It was,
yeah.
I was like the pink one and like the turquoise one. And I would
go
back and forth.
Oh, I found my stimulus order or whatever we call that. Where they gave you the stimulus money.
And yeah.
it was your patriotic duty to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I bought a complete series of Zillion on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
But yeah, it looks like the thing I bought on impulse because I could and was trapped was the Automaton.
Oh, nice.
It was a July 2020 purchase.
Yeah, I don't know. The weirdest thing has nothing to do with the pandemic is that I bought a pair of gloves in November of 2020, and then I bought another pair of the exact same gloves a month later because I'd lost the gloves. I don't know. That's about it. I'm looking at 2021 now.
That's not a cabin fever purchase.
No, that's just a Charlie's
purchase. Forgetful purchase.
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's that hashtag relatable. I guess I missed the memo that I was supposed to be making cabin fever crazy person purchases. So I don't know that I made any.
I did upgrade a PC. That was probably pandemic driven.
It says I bought 17 cases of hand sanitizer.
I was getting these 5-pound bags of gummy bears for a while. That was part of it.
Did that in college once, and I think it may have been Charlie who pointed out that after you eat a 5-pound bag of gummy bears, you're 5 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
it's not like you're going through that.
So we sat down and watched like most extreme elimination challenge with a 5-pound bag of gummy bears. I was like, oh, nice. Why do I not feel better after having done this?
See, I think I just bought things that I knew existed from when I was in Alaska. That was like most of my pandemic purchases. I bought a thing of cartons of that ultra pasteurized whole milk that you don't have to refrigerate.
Oh, wow.
I got a pack of 12 of those cartons. It was a lot of milk.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Amazon 2020 orders, and there's none of them are crazy person purchases, although they sound like crazy person purchases if you don't know why I bought them. So like 6.5mm by 1mm optical AR/IR glasses filter, M12 size, pack of 2.
That just sounds like terrorism.
Well, I mean, there's also the FPV drone M2 anti-vibration fixed screws mounting hardware, blah, 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 for FPV drone, and FPV camera lens wide angle.
Wait, do you have a drone?
No. That's the funny part.
Okay.
Because I needed machine vision stuff for my research. And it turns out that they make stuff really cheap if it's for drones, I assume, because there's a huge market.
Wow, I didn't think the Automaton was going to win out, but
yeah, the only thing I see on here that says pandemic was we bought bike trainers, so like things you can mount your bike to during the winter and just like use it as a stationary bike. I just remember doing that and just watching a bunch of stuff on my phone. In particular, what was the second Wonder Woman movie?
84.
Wonder Woman 84. Was that on Christmas Day, maybe?
Yep, because I think we watched it on Christmas because Brand really, really liked the first Wonder Woman movie. And so I think it was quite a come down for her.
Mm. So like,
unfortunately,
Kara and I got like a little Bluetooth thing where you could split the signal between two sets of headphones and like watched Wonder Woman 1984 while doing stationary biking. And we're both like, this movie's not good. But a very distinct memory. And yeah, just a lot of stuff for like fixing things. Like something to, like a heating element for the oven, like a car battery.
Car battery?
You bought a car battery on the internet?
Oh, like the 10, the low voltage for like a hybrid. The lower voltage one that goes in the back.
You know, you're not allowed to drive during the pandemic, right?
But I had to be ready for when it was over.
Is there a core charge for that battery?
I have no idea. I can look.
See, that's the part that's real weird, because like, how do you get the core charge back if you're, you know, buying it online rather than in person?
You go to AutoZone right before they close and tell them you need to do it. And then the manager says, I don't want to look this up. Just give him his money.
Oh, yeah. So you had a battery. Did you take it back to?
I might not have taken it back. It might still be in the garage.
Oh, okay. You get like $20 for that. Probably.
Maybe I will. I think.
Although I could probably get $100 for all those cans in my garage, but I haven't done anything about that. So
I thought about helping you with that, but I think cleaning your house was enough.
Yeah, that provided a lot more like real material benefit as well to my quality of life. Scratch, yeah. Scratch, you know?
Yeah. The bottles were just going to go get spent on a bunch of 4K Criterion, so.
Yeah.
Paul needs this, and this, and this. Although, like I said, Paul, now you can order Dune 4K and only spend $5 on it.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. It made me think, not to jump way back a zillion topics, but I actually haven't. I was like looking through David Lynch movies, and I was like, really? I haven't seen a single one? And that's true. I've only seen, I saw the whole Twin Peaks original series, but not the movie. So I've been meaning to watch the movie and the new series.
That one's good. If you would believe some people, it was the best movie of that year. How do you pronounce that, Adam? It's like that a French cinema, like Cahier du Cinéma.
Oh, Cahier du Cinéma,
I think. Yeah. But I believe when they were making a list of the best movies of the year, they put that one on top, like Twin Peaks The Return on top, even though it's has like 10 episodes or something and was released Reception. On TV.
Yeah, Cahier du Cinéma was cinema, technically. Yeah, that's who did it. Oh, I guess Sight and Sound also did.
Oh, did they?
Apparently.
Which is like, I liked it too, but guys, yeah, you can't just call it a film because you like it.
Well, what else was out in 2017? Star Wars The Last Jedi?
There you go.
Despicable Me 3?
Also a movie.
All great TV.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle?
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2? All right, let me find, like, the Academy Awards. Instead of just the highest grossing. The Shape of Water. Lady Bird.
I'm not arguing that it's not, like, the top media released in that year. This thing is not a movie. It's not a film.
No, I agree with you. But I just wondered how desperate now. They were. It's like, we can't pick Thor Ragnarok.
I think it was the opposite. There was like, we want to pick this. We are going to break our rules in order to pick this. Anyway, lots of polarizing characters and moments in Twin Peaks Return, but I liked it.
So I got my first scam job offer recently.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How do you know it was a scam?
So it was posted on, I don't know, one of the internet websites. It was like freelance writer position, but also full-time and paying an absurd amount of money. And so I sent an application going like, okay, well, you know, this is my chance to vet them as well. You know, clearly there's a catch, but I don't know what it is yet. So then they reached out to me via text and said, hey, we'd like to interview you. Let's set up an interview on Telegram. And I went, Telegram? That seems kind of sketchy. And asked Doug about it. And he was like, yeah, that seems kind of sketchy. Googled it. And the first result is an FTC website saying, yeah, that's a scam. And then while I was looking into it, like Google Messages somehow just like deleted the text.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's what it does when it decides something is a spam text or something. I don't know. I never actually seen that happen before. It was kind of surprising, but yeah.
Aww.
So I felt honored to join such a an elite crowd.
To have been preyed upon.
Yeah. Now when I watch John Oliver segments or whatever, I can be like, that was almost me.
Yeah, that wraps it up for this edition of the GoBestie Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace.
Yeah, special thanks to our sweet and tangy guests. We had Paul Wilcox.
It was great to be here and tangy.
And Doug Gobeski.
It's a pretty sweet time.
So if you liked that episode, there's a lot more content on our website, www.gobeskiwallacereport.com.
That's about it.
Yeah, we were on Facebook and Twitter, but Twitter became X, and Facebook kept marking my posts as spam. So you win, Meta!
Shrimp Jesus.
What?
What?
What? Were you recording something?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I had walked away. Came back. So I'm still on Amazon looking at, you know, some of the stuff that I bought and basically finish that up. And I'm just looking at gift ideas inspired by your shopping history. And so we've got stuff like Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, Feynman Lectures on Physics boxed set.
Well, that seems pretty. Like, I'm not surprised by that.
Okay. Industrial Society and Its Future.
I think they got you pegged.
Hey! Strawberry Bonbons Hard Candy.
Yeah. My favorite part about Amazon's inspired by your wish list suggestions is it's always just things off my wish list.
Well, that's the disturbing part is like, that this is inspired not by my browsing history, but allegedly by my shopping history. Ooh, people like you bought the Unabomber manifesto. Because that's what Industrial Society and Its Future is. That's
oh, by is Kaczynski. It? Oh, to me, it just sounded like a textbook. So,
no. No, that's the Unabomber manifesto.
Oh, well, I wish I was aware I was creating such a great joke.